Poland, and Garaburg, Germany. Dr. Eugen Hagen, virologist and key developer in the Nazi bioweapons program, notably in vaccine research. Inside Hagen's Strasbourg apartment, Alsace agents discovered the first evidence that Nazi doctors were experimenting on humans in concentration camps. Before the war, Hagen co-developed the yellow fever vaccine at the Rockefeller Institute in New York. Alexander G. Hardy, Nuremberg prosecutor during the doctor's trial. In 1951, Hardy and Dr. Alexander wrote to President Truman portraying U.S. Air Force paperclip employee Dr. Walter Schreiber as a war criminal, sadist, and liar, leading to Schreiber's expulsion from the U.S. Major James P. Hamill, wartime officer with the U.S. Army Ordnance Corps. He was in charge of the paperclip group at Fort Bliss, Texas. Heinrich Himmler, Reichsfuhrer SS, chief of police, and Reich Kommissar for the consolidation of the ethnic German nation. He championed medical experiments on human beings in concentration camps and oversaw the sale of more than 500,000 slave laborers to military and industrial concerns. Himmler's all-inclusive powers gave him unparalleled responsibility for Nazi terror and atrocities. Karl Hüllenreiner, German Roma or Gypsy, arrested during the war for marrying a German woman in violation of the Nuremberg laws. He was sent to Auschwitz, then Buchenwald, and finally Dachau, where he became a rare survivor of medical murder experiments in experimental cell block 5. During Nuremberg trial testimony, he tried to stab defendant Wilhelm Beigelbuch. Dr. Ernst Holzlerner, senior doctor at the University of Berlin, who conducted freezing experiments at Dachau with Dr. Sigmund Rascher. He committed suicide in 1945. Friedrich Fritz Hoffmann, wartime organic chemist at the chemical warfare laboratories at the University of Würzburg and for the Luftwaffe. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked at Edgewood in the Classified Research and Development Division, the Technical Command, synthesizing Tabin gas and later VX. For the CIA, he traveled the world in search of exotic poisons. Dieter Hützel, wartime personal aide to Wernher von Braun. He oversaw the V-weapon document stash with Bernard Tessmann. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked as part of the von Braun team at Fort Bliss, Texas. Colonel Gordon D. Ingram, commander of Camp King from 1949 to 1951, he supervised paperclip contract employees Dr. Walter Schieber and Dr. Kurt Blomma. Janina Iwanska, rare survivor of the Ravensbrück concentration camp medical murder experiments. She came to the U.S. for medical treatment in 1951 and unexpectedly provided critical testimony to the FBI regarding the alleged war crimes of Operation Paperclip's Dr. Walter Schreiber. John Ryson Jones, Jr., American soldier with 104th Infantry Division and one of the first men to enter the slave tunnels at Nordhausen. His iconic photographs documented the horror that had befallen thousands of V-weapons laborers. Heinrich Kleve, Reich chief of counterintelligence for bacterial warfare concerns. He was interned and interrogated at Dustbin with Dr. Blomma, testified as a witness in the Nuremberg doctor's trial. Colonel Siegfried Kneemeyer, Luftwaffe spy pilot, engineer, and wartime chief of Luftwaffe technical developments under Hermann Göring. Considered one of the Reich's top 10 pilots, he was asked by armaments minister Albert Speer to pilot Speer's escape to Greenland. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked at Wright Field starting in 1947. Major General Hugh Knair, post-war commanding general at Air Technical Service Command, Wright Field. An early advocate of Operation Paperclip, he sent a memo to the War Department encouraging them to overlook German scientists' Nazi pasts. Pride and face-saving have no place in national insurance, he said. Karl Krau, chairman of IG Farben Board of Directors and Göring's plenipotentiary for special questions of chemical production, courted for Operation Paperclip while incarcerated at Nuremberg. He was convicted alongside colleague Otto Ambrose. Richard Kuhn, Nobel Prize-winning organic chemist who developed Soman nerve agent for the Reich and was known to begin his classes at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute with Sieg Heil. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army Air Force's Aeromedical Center in Heidelberg and also privately for General Lux's Heidelberg Working Group on Sarin Production. Brigadier General Charles E. Lux, long-serving U.S. Army Chemical Warfare Officer, he oversaw Operation Paperclip scientists working at Edgewood. He was transferred to Heidelberg, Germany in June 1948, served as Chief of Intelligence Collection for Chemical Warfare Plans, European Command, and created the Heidelberg Working Group on sarin production with Hitler's former chemical weapons experts, including Schieber, Schrader, Kuhn, and von Klink, initiated the first U.S. Army interest in the incapacitating agent lysergic acid diethylamide, or LSD. Ulrich Luft, Luftwaffe respiratory specialist and Dr. Strughold's deputy director at the Aviation Medical Research Institute in Berlin. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army Air Force's Aeromedical Center in Heidelberg and for the U.S. Air Force School of Aviation Medicine in Texas. Gerhard Machowski, Auschwitz death camp prisoner number 117028. He survived the Buna-Monowitz labor concentration camp, also called IG Auschwitz, and was 19 years old at liberation. John J. McCloy, lawyer, banker, politician, and presidential advisor. As chairman of the State War Navy Coordinating Committee, he played a crucial role in the earliest days of the Nazi scientist program. As U.S. High Commissioner in Germany, he championed accelerated paperclip and granted clemency to many Nazi war criminals convicted at Nuremberg. Charles McPherson, member of the Special Projects Team for Accelerated Paperclip, McPherson recruited Dr. Kurt Blomma to work on biological weapons research. Hermann Nielsen, 63-year-old German aircraft engineer working under Operation Paperclip at Wright Field. He turned in George Ricke for alleged war crimes. Karl Nordstrom, chief of the Scientific Research Division under U.S. High Commissioner John J. McCloy. He oversaw the Special Projects Team in their recruitment of Nazi scientists under the Accelerated Paperclip Program, also known as Project 63. Frank Olson, bacteriologist for the Special Operations Division at Fort Detrick, and CIA operative involved in the controversial interrogation programs at Camp King, including Operations Bluebird and Artichoke. He was covertly drugged with LSD by CIA colleagues and later fell, or was pushed, out of a New York City hotel room to his death. Warner Osenberg, wartime high-ranking member of the Gestapo and an engineer. He ran the planning office inside Göring's Reich Research Council and was the eponymous creator of the Osenberg List, a who's who record of more than 15,000 Reich scientists, engineers, and doctors. Colonel Boris Pasch, commanding officer of the Alsace mission and later an employee of the CIA. Albert Patin, Reich businessmen whose wartime factories mass-produced aircraft instruments using a 6,000-person workforce that included slave laborers supplied by Himmler. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army at Wright Field. Colonel William R. Philp, first commander of Camp King in Oberursel, Germany, he was one of the first post-war U.S. Army officers to hire Nazi military intelligence officers to analyze information from Soviet prisoners, an action that metastasized into the Galen organization. Lieutenant General Donald L. Putt, accomplished test pilot and engineer. He was one of the first wartime officers to arrive at Hermann Göring's secret aeronautical research center at Vulcanrode, where he recruited dozens of scientists for Operation Paperclip, later supervising them at Wright Field. Dr. Sigmund Rascher, SS doctor at Dachau, who conducted medical murder experiments in experimental cell block 5. His correspondence with Himmler, including a gruesome collection of photographs, was used in the Nuremberg doctor's trial. He was allegedly murdered on Himmler's orders shortly before war's end and became the scapegoat of many Luftwaffe doctors. George Ricke, general manager of the Mittelwerk slave labor facility in Nordhausen. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Strategic Bombing Survey and the U.S. Army Air Forces at Wright Field. Exposed by a fellow paperclip scientist for alleged war crimes, he was returned to Germany as a defendant in the Dora Nordhausen labor concentration camp trial and was acquitted. Walter Riedel, engineer with the V-Weapons Design Bureau. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army at Fort Bliss, Texas, before returning to Germany. Howard Percy H.P. Robertson, physicist, collaborator of Albert Einstein, and ordnance expert who served as an officer with Operation Alsace. He served as General Eisenhower's post-war chief of the Scientific Intelligence Advisory Section and chief of Field Information Agency Technical, FIAT. He was vocally opposed to hiring Nazi scientists. Arthur Rudolph, operations director at Mittelwerk Slave Labor Facility in Nordhausen. He specialized in V-weapons assembly and oversaw slave laborer allocation. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army at Fort Bliss, Texas, and became project manager for the Saturn V. In 1980, he was investigated by the Department of Justice and left America in 1984 to avoid prosecution. Dr. Siegfried Ruf, director of the Aeromedical Division of the German Experimental Station for Aviation Medicine in Berlin, close colleague and co-author of Dr. Strughold. As supervisor to Dr. Sigmund Rascher, he administrated the medical experiments in experimental cell block 5 at Dachau. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army Air Force's Aeromedical Center in Heidelberg before being tried at Nuremberg and acquitted. Emil Salmon, Nazi aircraft engineer implicated in the burning down of a synagogue in Ludwigshafen, Germany. He was hired under Operation Paperclip to build engine test stands for the U.S. Army Air Forces, who found his expertise difficult, if not impossible, to duplicate. Dr. Konrad Schaffer, Luftwaffe physiologist and chemist, he developed the Schaffer process of desalination in pilot sea emergencies, which became part of the medical murder experiments at Dachau. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army Air Force's Aeromedical Center in Heidelberg before being tried in the Nuremberg doctor's trial and acquitted. His second paperclip contract was for the U.S. Air Force School of Aviation Medicine in Texas. Gerhard Schrader, IG Farben chemist who discovered Tabin nerve agent for the Reich. He repeatedly turned down Operation Paperclip contract offers, but worked privately for General Lukes with the Heidelberg Working Group on sarin production. Major General Dr. Walter Schreiber, Surgeon General of the Third Reich, wartime Chief of Medical Services, Supreme Command of the German Army, member of the Reich Research Council, and Chief of Protection Against Gas and Bacteriological Warfare. Captured by the Soviets during the Battle for Berlin, he was a surprise witness for the Russian prosecution team at Nuremberg. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army at Camp King, Oberursel, Germany, and for the U.S. Air Force School of Aviation Medicine in Texas. SS Brigadefuhrer Walter Schreiber, Chief of the Armaments Supply Office in the Speer Ministry, he acted as liaison to the industrial production of Tabin and sarin gas. One of Hitler's old fighters, and holder of the Golden Party Badge First Class, he served on Reichsfuhrer SS Himmler's personal staff. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army in Heidelberg, for General Lukes's Heidelberg Working Group on sarin production, and for the CIA. Heinz Schlicke, electronic warfare expert and director of the Reich's naval test fields at Kiel. He was on board the German submarine U-234, headed for Japan with a weapons cache when captured. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Navy. Hermann Schmitz, CEO of IG Farben and director of the Deutsche Reichsbank. It was inside a secret wall safe in Schmitz's Heidelberg home that Major Edmund Tilly discovered the photo album connecting IG Farben to IG Auschwitz. Dr. Oskar Schroeder, Chief of Staff of the Luftwaffe Medical Corps. He ordered and oversaw medical murder experiments at Dachau. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army Air Force's Aeromedical Center in Heidelberg before being tried and convicted at Nuremberg. Sentenced to life in prison, he was granted clemency and released in 1954. Robert Zervatius, Nazi defense counsel during the Nuremberg doctor's trial. He located a 1945 Life magazine story describing how U.S. military doctors experimented on U.S. prisoners during the war and read the article word for word in the courtroom, seriously damaging the prosecution's case. Major Eugene Smith, U.S. Army officer assigned to investigate George Riquet on war crimes accusations. He took statements from Arthur Rudolph at Fort Bliss, Texas, which later proved instrumental for the Department of Justice. Albert Speer, Reich Minister of Armaments and War Production. He was responsible for all warfare-related science and technology for the Reich starting in 1942, and he oversaw the placement of millions of people into forced labor concentration camps. Convicted at Nuremberg, he served 20 years in Spandau prison. After his release, he wrote several memoirs, always maintaining he knew nothing of the Holocaust. Vivian Spitz, youngest court reporter at the Nuremberg doctor's trial. She authored Doctors from Hell at the age of 80 after being outraged by a speech given by a Holocaust denier. Major Robert B. Staver, officer with the Research and Intelligence Branch of U.S. Army Ordnance, he oversaw Special Mission V-2 and the capture of 100 V-weapons and related documents from Nordhausen. His actions led to the first group of rocket scientists coming to America under Operation Paperclip. He left the Army in December 1945. Dr. Hubertus Strughold, wartime director of the Aviation Medical Research Institute of the Reich Air Ministry in Berlin for 10 of Hitler's 12-year rule. Despite being listed on the Central Registry of War Criminals and Security Suspects, CROCAS, he was recruited by Harry Armstrong to co-direct the top-secret medical research program in post-war Germany. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army Air Force's Aeromedical Center in Heidelberg and the U.S. Air Force School of Aviation Medicine in Texas. Referred to as the father of U.S. space medicine, he remains one of the most controversial figures in the history of Operation Paperclip. Colonel Philip R. Tarr, wartime chief officer of the Intelligence Division of the U.S. Chemical Warfare Service, Europe. Stationed at Dustbin Interrogation Center, he defied orders to arrest Otto Ambrose on war crimes charges and drove him to Heidelberg to meet with Chemical Corps intelligence officers and a civilian with Dow Chemical. Major Edmund Tilley, British officer in charge of post-war interrogations of Hitler's chemical weapons experts interned at Dustbin. Fluent in German, he was responsible for locating evidence used to convict Otto Ambrose and other Farben chemists at Nuremberg. General Telford Taylor, chief prosecutor at Nuremberg. During the doctor's trial, he described Hitler's doctors as having become proficient in the macabre science of killing. He was a vocal critic of U.S. High Commissioner McCloy's decision to pardon convicted Nazis and overturn 10 of the tribunal's death sentences. Bernard Tessmann, weapons facilities designer at Nordhausen. With Hutzel, and at the direction of von Braun, he hid the V-weapons documents in the Dorton mine. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army at Fort Bliss, Texas. Eric Traub, virologist, microbiologist, and doctor of veterinary medicine. He served as the wartime deputy director of the National Research Institute on the island of Reims, Germany. Sent by Himmler to Turkey in search of Rinderpest, he sought to weaponize the virus for the Reich. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He asked to be repatriated to Germany in 1953. Werner von Braun, technical director of V-weapons development for the German Army and head of the Mittelbau-Dora Planning Office, a division within the SS. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army, Fort Bliss, Texas, and became director of the Marshall Space Flight Center and chief architect of the Saturn V launch vehicle, which propelled Americans to the moon. Magnus von Braun, gyroscope engineer at Nordhausen and the younger brother of Werner von Braun. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for the U.S. Army at Fort Bliss, Texas. Robert Ritter von Grime, World War I flying ace who mentored Dr. Strughold in pilot physiology studies between world wars. At war's end, he was appointed by Hitler to serve as the last chief of the Luftwaffe and committed suicide in May 1945. Jürgen von Klink, SS officer, IG Farben chemist, and deputy chief of Special C Committee for Chemical Warfare under Ambrose, he inadvertently led Major Tilley to a document cache that led to the arrest and conviction of many Nazi colleagues. Under Operation Paperclip, he worked for General Luke's Heidelberg Working Group on sarin production. Herbert Wagner, chief armaments design engineer at Henschel Aircraft Company, an inventor of the HS-293 missile. He was the first Nazi scientist to arrive in the U.S. under Operation Paperclip and worked for U.S. Naval Technical Intelligence. This has been a Hachette audio production of Operation Paperclip, the secret intelligence program that brought Nazi scientists to America. Written by Annie Jacobson. Read by the author. Produced and directed by Dennis Kao. Post-production by Fred Koch and Jeremy Wesley. Production supervised by Christine M. Farrell. Operation Paperclip is also available in print and digital formats from Little Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group. Text copyright 2014 by Anne M. Jacobson. Audio production copyright 2014, Hachette Audio. All rights reserved. In accordance with the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, the duplicating, uploading, and electronic sharing of any part of this audiobook without the permission of the publisher constitutes unlawful piracy and theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like to use material from the audiobook other than for review purposes, prior written permission must be obtained by contacting the publisher at permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.